This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Risen as he truly said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Resurrexit sit cum dixit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, the tomb is empty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And two angels, they were there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is not here. He has been raised. Resurrexit sit cum dixit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 50 days of Easter. Oh. 50 days of resurrection power. 50 days when we not only commemorate, but come into the experience of the risen Christ. He is not here. He has been raised, raised victoriously. Do you know that he was raised on the third day? And if one moment went by after the third day, he would have started to go into corruption. He was raised and there was no corruption. He was given a resurrection body. Oh, yes. And I want to tell you, I pray for Pope Francis, who has gone to God, that he would be given a resurrection body, that he would know the presence of God face to face. We pray for him today that he would experience risen life in Christ Jesus. He is was our shepherd, and he needs us to pray for him because we are his sheep. We also pray for the next Holy Father that comes in, that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit, that he would care for the poor in such a way that even his words would heal them. Oh God, manifest your glory to the new Holy Father. Manifest your power to the new Holy Father. Manifest your presence to the new Holy Father. Touch people through him that have never been touched. Touch people in him to hear the gospel and to give their lives over to Jesus Christ. Oh, let this new Pope be evangelical. Let this new Pope be Pentecostal. Let this be Pope be pure and innocent. Oh, yes, through the blood of Jesus. Do magnificent things to this next man of God. Oh, let him be as humble as the Lord Jesus, but as powerful as the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus said, you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. I'm reading from John's Gospel, 20th chapter, 19th verse. When it was evening on the first day of the week, that's Sunday, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Oh, yes, we might be next. They locked the doors. They took Jesus. They crucified Jesus. We might be next. So the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Ah, this is Jesus, risen from the dead. They're all spooked out. They're all scared. Why? And why know that they're scared? Because Jesus keeps on saying to them, peace be with you. Peace be with you. After he has said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Oh, the wounds of Calvary, but now glorified wounds of Calvary. I tell you, I wish I had been there that day. I wish I had been there that day, but I wasn't. But we can all be there now, now in the presence of God, because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Do you know that Jesus is in the midst of us right now as the risen Savior who conquered death, your death, my death, who conquered sin, your sin, my sin, who conquered the grave, hallelujah. Oh. I have stood by the grave of my mother, the grave of my father, the grave of my brother, and I have said these words, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? You have been defeated by Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and who rose from the dead. I tell you, I've buried a lot of people in my priesthood, but it's very different when it's your mother and your father and your brother. It's very different. But the same experience must be proclaimed. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Oh, we have our hope in the risen Jesus Christ, who not only died and rose, but has plans for us, plans for you. He wants to do something new. These are resurrection days filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I did not preach yesterday, so I'm doing it now. I need to say, resurrection power is what the church needs today. That's what I need. More of resurrection power. Oh, not more words. Words, words, words. And Brother Sun, Sister Moon, Francis says to one of his disciples, words, words, words. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. It's time not only for words, but for encounter. We need to encounter the risen Jesus Christ. We need to experience the risen Jesus Christ. Death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? I tell you, I told you, in front of my mother's grave, I proclaimed those words. My heart was broken, but I knew that I knew that I knew that the sting of death has been destroyed by him who died on the cross, buried and raised from the dead. Oh, yes, there's nothing like standing by your own family's funeral. It's very different. Oh, I had done thousands of funerals, at least hundreds of funerals. But when it's yours, it's very different. But the same truth holds out. Death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Oh, Jesus has conquered death. Jesus has conquered sin. Jesus has conquered through the resurrection, through his powerful resurrection. He is not dead. He has been raised from the dead, and he goes to meet you in Galilee. So let's all go to Galilee, where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to meet us this day in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Death lost his sting because Jesus, he didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit wants to bring eternal life to every cell in your being. As bodies made of 300 trillion cells, may the Holy Spirit and the light of God just fuse God's power, God's divine life into you now. See, salvation isn't about when we die, we get to go to heaven one day. Salvation in Christ is right now. You get to join in the divine life of the Trinity. Right now, God wants to give you his power, his love, his grace, that we have been raised with Christ. So we need to set our hearts and our minds on things above, because Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. But Christ has brought us there with us. And we now speak from a place of authority. We walk in a place of authority. We're on this earth to release the victory of Christ. Release the kingdom of Christ. Release the healings, the blessings, the freedom of Christ. You have become the living tabernacle of God. It is time for us to walk in the fullness of what God created us to be. When God created man, he said, go in this world and have dominion. Because Christ is risen, anything is possible.
Amen.
Do not limit yourself because you're limiting Christ within you. God can do anything at any time if you give him the authority. Jesus wants to tear down every stronghold in your mind, break every lie, align everything with the kingdom of God. See, whether you're preaching on the radio, whether you're praying for people, whether you're just praying in your home, when God created you, we all have an assignment from God while we're on this earth. And everyone, your assignment is just as essential to God as me and Father Tom. It's about fulfilling the scroll that God has destined you to fulfill before the foundation of the world, becoming fully alive in the power of Christ. When you hear Father Tom today, you can hear the life of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, live your life through us. We want to be as humble as Jesus was on Good Friday, but as powerful as the Lord Jesus Christ was on the resurrection. When he rose from the dead, he defeated the devil. He defeated death, and he has given us back the victory that sin has lost us.
Yes, and defeated the grave. You know, I've told you before, I've stood by many graves, hundreds of them, but by the grave of my mother, father, and brother was much more difficult. But I knew that in reality it might be difficult, but that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been raised from the dead. And my parents and my brother, they are not dead by the grace of God. They are not dead. The angel said to the women, why do you seek the living one among the dead? Oh, my friends, our people who died in faith are not dead. They are the living ones, living with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all the saints, and all the children of God that have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. Are you living by faith today? Oh, it's all about faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the power of his death. Faith in the power of his resurrection. Faith in the power of Pentecost. You see, the church needs to wake up. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. We need to wake up and be touched by the risen Savior. And we need to proclaim the one who touches us. We need to tell people. They don't know it after 2,000 years. They don't know that Jesus went to the cross for them. They don't know that he bore their wounds and carried their infirmities. They don't know that he was in the tomb 3 days. They don't know that he was raised by the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't know it. And it's your job and my job to go and tell people one at a time, why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. The church needs to proclaim without any doubt, without any excuses, the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It is the power to save Hitler from sin. Oh, yes, he didn't turn, but he could have. You see, the death and resurrection of Jesus could have saved Hitler, Stalin, all these people that killed people. They didn't turn to him. They didn't. They were filled with the devil. They didn't turn. I tell you, you might be in the darkness today, but not so dark that he is not light more for you in the power of the resurrection. What? You said I'd even go to church on Easter Sunday. Well, today's Easter Monday.
Oh.
Go to church today. Go make a visit. Go do something to tell God, I'm grateful for the power of the resurrection. I'm grateful for what Jesus did for me. And you know what? We are sometimes like the people that Peter Kreft, the philosopher, had in his philosophy class on Holy Week. and many of them were nuns. He said, tell me who is one of the most perfect people that are dead that you love. And you want to know what? They said Jesus, many of them. Peter said, he is not dead. He has been raised. Imagine nuns thinking he's dead. He is not dead. He has been raised from the dead. And not only is he raised from the dead, he's taken us with him. Oh, yes, we were there with him. We sing, were you there? Yes, I was. I was there by the grace of God. You were too. He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. I was there at Calvary. He took me and you and us into his sacred heart. We were there. And it's now important that we be there at the empty tomb, singing alleluia, singing alleluia, singing alleluia, la ha shandarabaka, shandarabiyandarabakordia. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. That mercy is for you. You need not go down in defeat. That mercy is for you. Risen Christ, give them the mercy that you gave them at Calvary. Let them know that no pit is so deep that you are not deeper still. I'll say it again. No pit is so deep that you are not deeper still. I got that from Corrie Ten Boom in one of her pictures or movies, The Hiding Place. And you know it's true. It's apt. No pit is so deep that he is not deeper still. I want to take you to Psalm 40. Psalm 40 is powerful stuff. I waited and waited and waited for the Lord. I'll tell you, maybe that's what you're doing. You haven't had Easter yet. You're still in Good Friday. I waited and waited and waited for the Lord. And he heard my voice. He heard your voice. And he took me up out of the miry clay. And he put a new song in my mouth. Many shall see and be glad. Oh, I heard that in 1968. And I proclaimed, many shall see and be glad. And I'm thinking, how can many be seeing through me? I'm going to be a grade six teacher. How can many be seeing through me? Oh, God had other plans. I graduated from grade six by the grace of God. Oh, yes, and you know what? When I left grade six, I took a year off. Everyone thought I was nuts. You were such a good teacher. The principal came to me and said, don't leave. You have a gift. I said, I've got to leave. Where are you going? The principal said to me. I have no idea where I'm going, but I've got to leave. I cannot teach math and science for another year. I've got to leave. And you know, I left. And it was, everyone thought I was nuts. Oh, they thought I was nuts. I had no money coming in. I had worked for 5 years as a teacher. I was living in my mother and father's house. I walked in faith. You know where I used to go? Nahant. I would walk Nahant over and over and over and over again. I remember one day riding by the cemetery in Nahant. And you know what Jesus said to me as I rode by the cemetery in Nahant? Drop dead. You need to die just like these people in this cemetery. And you know what? I came to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm dead. I want to live in you. Oh, it was, everyone thought I was nuts. What are you going to do? You've left the teaching job. You were so good at it. But God was calling me out. He was calling me out. And no one could tell me what God wanted. I only had to hear from him. And it was through darkness I heard from him, not through great light. It was his will that I leave, because he had other things in store. And you know what? I'd do it again by the grace of God. Maybe God's telling you something today, and you're going to find it hard to do. Well, you know what? Ask for the grace to do it. Do it, because when you do God's will, heaven opens up. Maybe not at that moment. Heaven opens up. The saints join you. The angels join you. Oh, yes. Do God's will today. He is not dead. He has been raised from the dead. Go and tell Simon. Tell him that Jesus Christ is alive and living and wants to see you, Simon Peter. You're Simon Peter today. I'm Simon Peter. Oh, enjoy the resurrected Christ and go and tell somebody that he is not dead. He has been raised.
That's because when God fills us with his uncreated light, all of our darkness comes to the surface, because God is driving it out to make us like him. In God, there is all light. There is no darkness within him. Every good deed is found in the will of God. When we surrender to the will of God, Jesus starts to animate our actions and starts to operate through us, to possess us, to make us fully alive. I'll say it again. Jesus did not come to this earth to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive.
Amen.
Heaven is not filled with good people. There's only two people in this world. There's sinners who have received the forgiveness and the salvation of Jesus. And there's sinners who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. But the only people in this world are sinners who have been saved by grace or who haven't come to the surrender of Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to bring life to you. Before we can live in the resurrection, we need to live in the crucifixion. We need to crucify our will. We need to die to our desires. We need to die to our plans so we can live for the plans of God that Jesus has destined for you before the foundation of the world. Because the plans that Jesus has for you are so far greater than the plans that you have for yourself. You gotta let go of control. We are all control freaks, but we don't want to give control to the living God, Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus controls our life, then all things work together for the good. When Jesus is in control, then the power of God becomes on our life. You see, God has given you a plan for your life. And when you surrender to Jesus Christ, and you surrender everything that is in you, every desire that you have, every plan that you have, every place in your life that you want to control and exert your will, then you begin to come into your destiny. Jesus said, just seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Provision, family, finances, husband, wife, career, destiny, power, healing, forgiveness. Wake up and get into the heart of Jesus, and everything else will come to you.
Wake up. Oh, I'm going to tell you, the one who wakes us up is the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't do it by shaking you. He does it by coming to you and kisses you on the lips. He wants to wake you up with the kiss of life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that on the first day of resurrection, you breathe on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Breathe on your people today. Breathe on your people today. Deliver them from darkness. Deliver them from sin. Deliver them from regret. Deliver them by your grace.
And take away all death. Make them fully alive. The one thing when Father preaches, when I go out to Salem, people hear life in my voice. I hear life in Father Tom's voice. The life that was before the foundation of the world, that you were created in the heart of the Father, that Jesus has more for you than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. So, we made it through 40 days of Lent. We've made it through Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and now we have 50 days for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Will you decide to walk in the power, the authority, the glory that Jesus Christ has given to you as sons and daughters of God?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
And in these 40 days, 50 days of the resurrection, there's going to be no more what?
No more namby-pamby. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.